morning, everybody, and welcome to another one of my PGA DFS top five videos. This week, we are heading to North Carolina for the Wells Fargo Championship. Pretty good event, pretty strong field. It should give us plenty of options to fade. And of course, a little bit easier for me to talk about this type of stuff when I'm coming off of a week where I think I got like an A minus. For any of you professors or teachers out there that are watching, let me know what you think my grade is. Again, I'm leaning toward an A minus. Maybe some professors would give me that B plus and I'd have to do a little extra credit, if you will. But how about the extra credit being this week where I'm going to go 5 for 5? At least that's the plan, right? Let's go ahead and jump right in, go into transparency corner, see why I believe I got the A minus. Well, let's start with Kevin Streelman, Russell Henley, and Chris Kirk, all over 20% owned, or close to it, I should say. Not all over 20%, all over 10 at least. Kirk and Henley way over 20. Oh, missed the cut. Love to see it. Charlie Hoffman and Lucas Glover, however, well, they ended up making the cut, but neither of them got inside the top 10. That's why I think it's an A minus here, given the fact that they were all higher owned. But let's go ahead and try for going 5 for 5 this week. And we're going to start off with Stuart Sink, where this year, don't get me wrong, Stuart Sink, 13% owned, 7,900. It's been tough to fade, but he hasn't been this highly priced or this highly owned yet, at least in my recollection. Maybe he's been higher priced, but not as highly owned. So for me, it's an easy way to look the other way, especially given the fact that you got guys cheaper like Harold Varner, Joel Damon, who's part of my PGA DFS Top 5 Sleeper video here this week. So I think, again, you can get away with fading Stuart Sink here this week. Second guy I'm going to talk about, well, that's going to be Matt Wallace. And this one, well, I'm going to have to talk to my buddy Alex Osmo Baker about quite a bit, because he's got him projected as one of the highest golfers in the slate. And he has not certainly been that, but at the Zurich, he's certainly started to get a little bit more attention on him being the partner of Graham McDowell. So while I don't expect the ownership to be 20%, I do expect it to be relatively high because he is playing pretty good this year. In fact, when we look at his strokes gained rank, and I might have missed it for Stuart Sink, and I apologize. We'll just go right into the Matt Wallace one. Stuart Sink has been good this year. 119 off the tee, 29 on the approach, 124 around the green, 82nd putting. Sorry, I didn't bring that up before. Now let's go to Matt Wallace and see why people want to roster him. 145th off the tee, well, that's definitely something he can work on. But how about 8th off and 47th putting is a combination you would like to have on the PGA Tour. But again, 7,500 for an event that I expect to be a pretty strong field event, a pretty difficult one. I don't think we need to give 20% to Matt Wallace in this range. So for me, I will take the under. But again, keep in contact with the rest of my content this week. Like I said, Alex and I typically talk about ownership late on Tuesday. We riff-raff and go over the projections, see if there's anybody high or low. Right now, if Matt Wallace trends higher, I'll certainly be fading a good amount. If he trends lower, I might end up on the field, but of course, want to be transparent fully and 100%. So let's go into my third guy now. It's Shane Lowry. While Lowry has certainly made a nice comeback, he was going through a really rough stretch of golf. And in fact, it looks like possibly it was mainly due to his putter. When we check in on his strokes gained rank for the year for Lowry, it's pretty good. 46th off the tee, 60th on the approach, 29th around the green, but as I just mentioned, 156th on that putting. So looking at the form for Lowry, it has been good. We have made now 5 straight cuts. 2 of them have come in the top 10. So why am I fading here? Well, I just don't think that this is a perfect golf course setup for Shane Lowry. He came in 34th a couple of years ago here at the PGA Championship. Didn't get too much better for Lowry. So again, I think this is a product of the ownership being a little too high. It came in 48th there at the PGA Championship. So again, for me, the ownership is a little too bit high. And I think that there are other players around him, like Grillo, who blew up the cut last week, or even going up to Bubba Watson, who's 5.1% owned projected. Again, these are golfers that I'd likely rather play over Lowry this week. So that's the way that I'm going. The fourth guy I'm going to fade is a guy that I don't understand if he is this year's Jason Kokrak. I think he very well might be. But at $8,400 in a super strong field, maybe not super strong, just say strong. We don't need to emphasize the strongness because it's not all that strong. It's Cameron Tringale, $8,400, 20% owned. Plus, he has a missed cut at this golf course. Now, granted, if you took course history into consideration last week where Cameron Tringale, I think, missed 3 in a row, you would not have gotten him when he came in third place. But again, he missed the cut a couple of weeks ago. I'm not sure that the form is perfect. I mean, granted, he came in third last week, so it's got to be pretty decent. But for me, 20% owned. I just mentioned a bunch of other guys like Bubba Watson in that range that I think are playing good golf. I'm not going to play a 20% owned Cameron Tringale. It's just not going to happen. As good as he's been doing, he'll probably win this week. It's kind of how it's been going for me lately. He'll probably be about 5% owned. When we look at his strokes gain rank, no secret as to why he's been playing pretty good this year is ball striking. He's in the top 50 of both off the tee and on the approach. He's in the top 100 of around the green and 54th putting. So honestly, it's been pretty good. I can understand why people want to play him. I'm going to try to take the ownership route and fade him. Another guy that I'm going to take the ownership route and fade of, guy that I did last week too, and I'm going to continue to do it until he gets back into the top 10, and that's Patrick Reed. Patrick Reed coming in at 9,300, even off of the missed cut last week. His price is down 900, so people are going to jump on him. Could be one of the highest owned golfers this week. Plus, he's got some pretty good course history. But listen, he had some good course history last week. He had two runner-up finishes at Copperhead. Now, granted, he had a missed cut last year. While this year, or this week, I should say, he doesn't have a missed cut in the last four tries here, including a second place at the PGA Championship 3 years ago. But for me, I don't think he's in form. We need to worry about him being in form right now at $9,300, and he's just not. At 20% owned and $9,300, there are plenty of other golfers I'd rather play, including Joaquin Niemann, defending champion Max Homa, or how about Abraham Answer, who has five straight starts inside the top 26. I'd take any of those guys over Reed. In fact, I'd even go down to Sung J M before going to Patrick Reed here this week. Okay, that is going to complete my top five fades for the Wells Fargo. Let's go 5-1 as quickly as my New England mouth will allow me to say it. Stuart Sink, Matt Walsh, Shane Lowry, Cameron Tringale, and Patrick Reed. That is it. Thank you all for coming to my PGA DFS top five videos. Of course, if you're looking for more content, free content, video content, we've got all that for you at osmo.com. Of course, make sure you like and subscribe. That's going to make you notified or get you notified when these do actually come live. And of course, check out Ben Raza and Mai's PGA DFS strategy show today, Tuesday, 1 p.m. Of course, you can watch it back on playback at any time. So until then, everybody, good luck this week at the Wells Fargo, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.